Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got Bob Codner back on the show about 4 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. It seems like only yesterday, but about 4 years ago, Bob joined me to introduce his company, a company his father founded back in the 80s, and how he and his father have grown this company from from just a private individual company working in a marketplace to a company that created a franchise operation, and they became franchisors, and they're helping other people around the country to follow their dreams with their dream, and it's called the Crack Team. President of the Crack Team, and we're going to talk to Bob about that in just actually right now. Bob Codner, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
How's Mike? How's Papa Mike?
Mike, the Ray Kroc of crack, is doing well. He just turned 80.
Well, be sure to give him our best.
I will.
As we said before, and tell him we're still proud of the success that you guys have had. So your business, Bob, is to help people who have foundations that have become cracked and are getting water in them in the basements and or whatever. You help them solve those problems, don't you?
We fix cracks and leaks in concrete.
Yeah.
So whether it's a foundation, a garage floor, basement floor, driveway, deck, you name it, we can fix it.
And tell the audience what your tagline is.
A dry crack is a happy crack.
And who is your mascot?
Mr. Happy Crack.
Do you ever get tired of saying all that? It's so much fun. You got to love doing this all the time.
It is fun, and the subtle approach continues to work for us.
Yeah, it's so subtle. It is so subtle. So now, remind the company how you got started. Your dad founded the company in the 80s.
Correct. My father was a home builder in St. Louis in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and early 80s, when the home building business took a little bit of a hit, he decided to start the Crack Team. And really, 25 years later, we haven't deviated too much from the initial concept, which was we specialize in fixing cracks and leaks in concrete. So we grew it in St. Louis, and then a few years ago started franchising.
So he saw a lot of need for people to who had these cracks and had this undermining of their foundations and that sort of thing. And he felt that there was more opportunity there doing that, being sort of a remediator, than there was in building houses.
Correct. And it was just an adjunct to the home building business initially, where people would say, hey, by the way, I noticed a crack in my driveway, or, I have a crack in my foundation. And it just took on a life of its own. But it was really, and still is, a function of demand.
Mm-hmm.
Most homes, most structures in this country have concrete on them, around them.
Right.
And inevitably, it's going to crack.
Exactly. Well, that's what concrete does.
That's what concrete
does. Of course. And we've all seen that. What was the thought process, and when did it happen that you said, maybe we should franchise this? Maybe we should become not so much crack fixers as franchisors of companies that fix cracks?
We started getting calls from customers that we have done work for that had moved into other mm-hmm. cities and other areas, and they started calling us saying, can I get the number to your office in wherever? And after about the millionth phone call that we got like that, where we don't have an office,
yeah,
we started saying, maybe the demand is there in other mm-hmm. markets, and that was really the catalyst for us exploring it. And again, it was a function of not saying, hey, let's open up here and jam it down everybody's
right.
neck. It's a function of, look, we're getting calls.
Growing organically.
Correct.
Really.
And that was the other reason why we started. Did you get that care package I sent
you?
Oh, absolutely.
That was the other reason
we started getting into marketing and retailing our own do-it-yourself products.
I'm a happy owner of a tube of happy crack. That's
correct.
Right. And also keychains and T-shirts and all that kind of thing. So give us the website, Bob.
Sure. TheCrackTeam.com, www.thecrackteam.com, and our toll-free number is 866-CRACK-TEAM. But again, we started growing the franchising just as a function of people calling us saying, do you service this area? So it was just really an organic way to strengthen the brand, grow the system, and respond to the needs of consumers.
But that changed. When you became a franchisor, that became your new business model, not the crack-fixing model.
Correct.
And so when we come back, I want you to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about how does a company like his decide how to use technology and when to go face-to-face and meet people face-to-face with customers. We're going to talk about that during our visit with Bob Codner. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're following me, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Bob Codner is our guest, folks. He's a friend of ours who's been with us before, and he's back to talk to us about, I love hearing about the success of this company, the Crack Team, which, as you, if you heard before, they're in the business of fixing foundation, repairing foundations that have cracked and they're leaking, and their tagline is a dry crack is a happy crack, and they got all kinds of products and material around that theme. Bob, they became a franchisor. They began focusing more on helping people in other parts of the country follow their dreams with a franchise. And so now, how many franchises do you have, Bob?
25.
25, and that's in all different cities. Or you got does someone have a control of a market when they buy a franchise from you?
Yes, and we're concentrated in the Midwest, the Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast. Although we also know there's opportunities in other markets, but right now we're just focusing on those 25, and we are concentrated in those three regions.
How has the economy impacted your business?
More good than bad. It has certainly tempered the enthusiasm for some people that would normally jump into the world of franchising, and I've heard that from other franchisors. However, it has allowed us, or it's given us the opportunity to roll out a line of do-it-yourself products from people that have been contacting us from all over the country.
And that's the tube of crack that you sent me.
That's the tube of magic goo.
Magic
yes.
goo, okay.
Yeah. The concrete crack filler, because we started getting calls from people in the Southeast, in the Northwest, everywhere over the country that just said, look, I'm staying in my home. We're not going to sell as we normally would, and we want to fix up some of these cracks ourselves. And if we don't have a presence in that market, it was an opportunity for us to roll out a line of do-it-yourself products that we have been using for years.
This is a beautiful example. This whole story, folks, they started out as a construction company. They moved into remediation, with helping people with their foundations. They got demand from other parts of the world, came up with the idea of franchising, and now that those calls continue to come in, you come up with this retail opportunity. This is organic growth at its most perfect, as a perfect example of how you grow, rather than, as you said a minute ago, trying to shove something down the throat. This is finding a solution that serves a problem that already exists, instead of having a solution that's looking for a problem.
Correct. Yeah. And luckily, we get a lot of activity on our website.
Yep.
And again, when you have people over and over again saying, can you just sell us the product because you don't have an office in this market, at some point you just have to say, hey, maybe this isn't the only person. So that has created
And how has that gone?
It's gone very well. I mean,
how can people buy that?
Well, right now they cannot order online. They do have to place a phone order, which is 1-866-CRACK-TEAM. It's $39.95, and there is truly nothing like it on the market. Imagine having a product that is designed to use on airport runways and warehouse floors.
Wow. But they can't get it from a retail store in their area?
They cannot.
Not yet.
Are you working on that? I'm sorry?
Are you working on that?
If that happens, great. But right now, we're enjoying the success that we've had
and cutting out the middleman, right?
correct. And then also, you know, people have questions. And again, the nice thing is, this is a product that, you know, there's two categories of repair products: the ones that are cheap and easy, but they don't work.
Right.
And then the ones that are pretty sophisticated, but they're not designed. They're not designed in a user-friendly form.
This is a sophisticated product that
is user-friendly.
Yeah. So, and then you've also decided to open up some of your own installations, company-owned stores, so you can stay close to your technology, stay close to what customers want, and it probably helps you become a better franchisor.
I think so too, and that unfortunately has been one of the. Fortunately for us, but one of the fallout factors from the economy is you have so many people that are looking for career opportunities,
right.
And they may not be able to swing a franchise,
right.
But they have the background and the experience,
mm-hmm.
And so we've kind of capitalized
put them to work.
On that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and put them to work.
So as you've been talking with people, as you work with people all over the country, you've been able to take advantage of some of the newer communication technologies. Email, instant messaging. I don't know if you guys are into social media that much or not. I'd be curious about that. But how do you decide in your company when to keep sending electronic communications and when to just go see people face to face?
I think 25 years into this, there is no substitute for face to face contact. And I think, unfortunately, in a business like ours, which is fundamentally a service business with a consumer brand, you have to get in front of people that are going to be your customers. And, mm-hmm. You know, we, 25 years into this, really encourage all of our guys to knock on doors, drop off information, see the people that we're going to do business with. And I think it's an easy trap to get stuck hiding behind a computer and
mm-hmm.
sending out 700 emails and slapping your hands and thinking you've done your job.
But of course the technology, it does make it handy. It makes it handy to reach people,
sure.
To get the message out, to communicate back with them quick messages. But at some point in time you need to get up off your backside and go out and go out into the pavement, don't you?
And people want to see you. People want to know who they're doing business with. They want to see a guy in a shirt. Mr.
Right.
Happy Crack shirt, hopefully, which can also be purchased through our website. But
right.
That's the thing. I mean, we are crossing the threshold. We are walking into people's homes. There is a comfort level that comes with
right.
knowing who they're going to be doing business with.
Exactly.
And we really, we give a lot of brochures out every
right.
day. And
right.
It doesn't mean that we don't utilize email, certainly, but sometimes you have
to
go.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. We've got to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 Till, right back with Bob Codner. More after these messages. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with Bob Codner. He's the president of the Crack Team. They're the people who make cracks dry and make them happy for being dry. That's their motto, is a dry crack is a happy crack. Foundation experts and also franchisors. They've got 25 franchises around the country, selling retail product to help you in your home. Why don't you give us that website and phone number again, Bob?
Sure. Phone number is 866-272-2583, which is 866-CRACK-TEAM, and our website is thecrackteam.com.
One of the things that I think goes on in the marketplace these days, Bob, is with all the social media opportunity, all the social media pressure, and all the buzz and the about social media and about connecting with people on Twitter and Facebook and all that sort of thing, there's a lot of that. More and more, our customers are using these things, but I wonder, I'm concerned that a lot of small business owners might get a little bit intimidated about which one to use, how to use. How do you use which one? When should I call? When should I send an email? When should I instant message? When should I use Facebook? Should I be on Twitter? Should I be blogging? What are you guys doing about that?
Well, over the next 30 days, we're going to be on all those. And we are getting ready to launch a social media campaign. However, we really look at it as a way of saying, okay, is this going to help generate leads? And I think that's the one thing that we don't lose sight of, is that if this is going to generate business, then it makes sense. But to just do it because everybody else is doing it,
right?
I think a lot of companies get kind of tied up in the lemming mentality of saying, okay, well, maybe we should do this. Is this going to translate into business? If the answer is yes, then it makes sense.
But doesn't it need to be used as a tool and not a means to an end? Meaning, in other words, if you can close somebody by email, fine. But that might not be the way you're going to do it.
Right. I still think you have to get in people's faces.
Do you think there are people who use the technology as an excuse not to go see people?
Very much so. Very much so. And the nice thing about having an 80-year-old father who's still involved is, you know, he thinks Twitter is a medical condition or something. But one of the things that we still always emphasize is, you know, go and see the people that you're going to be dealing with. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you have to drive to Timbuktu to do it,
right,
if there are more efficient ways. But getting in front of customers, unfortunately, it almost is like a lost art, and we've tried not to make it a lost art.
When you're talking to a franchisee, a prospect, how do you decide when to go see them and when to just call and email and that sort of thing?
Well, typically there comes a time where they will come and see us.
Okay.
Because I think we can give a better impression of why we do what we do, how we do what we do, if they come and visit.
And how do the two of you determine that when's the best time to do that?
I think it's kind of a mutual falling in love moment, or at least lust moment, where they say, okay, let's meet. And at that point, we encourage them to come in. And, you know, again, there's only so much you can do behind a computer.
Right.
At some point, you got to see who you're doing business
with.
And your
franchisees, when they're calling on their customers, is it heavy face-to-face?
Very much so. I mean, there are certain industries that we are reliant upon to generate that generate business from us. Those are the people that we need to see face-to-face. Regularly, and it is an integral component of how we generate business. And again, if it's going to anything that a company can do to generate leads, stick with that.
Whatever it takes.
Right.
Well, you know, another thing that I believe, and that I've tried to come up with a silver bullet, a magic pill to ease this pain. And what I've come up with is simply ask the customer what they want. How do they want to be connected with?
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I agree. And one of the things that we've done on our website, and we're really the only people in the industry that do this, is we have a feature called Show Us Your Crack, which is, again, very subtle. But we encourage homeowners to send us a picture of their symptom, and it's just a way for us to engage with each other.
Right.
We can look at it. We can give them an upfront price right on the spot by looking at it. And again, you know, at that point, the next step is we're going to come out, we're going to see it, and to generate that type of business, typically, it could be because of advertising or whatever traditional means, but the face-to-face part of what we do in engaging customers is really something that we haven't lost sight of.
The crackteam.com, right?
Yes.
Give us that phone number one more time.
1-866-CRACK-TEAM, which is 272-2583.
And you and I are going to be together in New York in a couple of weeks, aren't we?
I will see you in a couple of weeks.
I'm looking forward to that. See
Likewise.
You, Bob.
Thank you.
Say hi to Mike. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.